The following program, The Russ Belleville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belleville Show are their own, and The Russ Belleville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. Of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belleville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belleville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, November 21st, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. And yes, the breaking news out of Colorado, just 7 weeks before we have legal recreational sales in the state, and on the day that the first ever in the world recreational retail license was issued, we've got raids today. The DEA, the IRS coordinated raids with cooperation from local authorities on a number of medical marijuana dispensaries and producers in the Denver and Boulder areas. We'll get you the details in our 420 radio news headlines and keep you updated throughout hour two in Toker Talk Radio. On today's show at half past in our activist agenda, we are going to be speaking to a very good friend of the show, America's longest serving nonviolent marijuana offender, Robert Platschorn, a.k.a. Bobby Tuna, will be joining us. And he is the new media director, the new publicity director for Brad Lane's Cannabis Planet TV. You may remember Cannabis Planet TV, and I do believe it's still on some local affiliates. Apparently, the working relationship now with Bobby Platschorn has opened up Cannabis Planet TV to a much greater audience. We'll talk to them and find out exactly what's going on and how you can tune in to the new Cannabis Planet TV. Also, at the end of the show, we're going to have time for a little bit of a radical rant where I ask how many parents for marijuana groups do we need out there, and whether or not some of them might be doing more harm than good. We'll take a look at some of the history and some of the latest developments and ask some very hard-hitting questions. Also in today's show, we're going to go behind the headlines and take a look at a new poll just came out of Florida showing 82% support for medical marijuana in the Sunshine State, but some trickery going on that may prevent it from even coming up for a vote. So stay tuned for that we'll get to that right after our 420 radio news. In the headlines today, we've got all sorts of interesting news. Again, the Denver raids and the Florida poll, but also results of drug testing for marijuana drivers in Washington State, a look at how the legislature in Oregon may just legalize it on their own, and some science news about painkillers, memory loss, and pot use. Also, we got Bago Schwago calling in with our daily toker tune for the day. It's Groovin' Thursday. We're going to do some Chronic Smoke by The Real Young Ant. So stick around. We got plenty of stuff on The Russ Belleville Show.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to The Russ Belleville Show. You're tuned into The Russ Belleville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Cast your eyes up to the skies. What is it to live and die?
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com. Cannabis Outreach Collective is an alternative health and wellness option located in Gladstone, Oregon, that serves patients in the Portland area and beyond. We are a full-service alternative health and wellness collective accommodating patients with natural, organic, holistic, and homeopathic remedies, nutritional guidance, advice, education, and medical cannabis fully in accordance with Oregon OMMP law. You can find out more about Cannabis Outreach Collective on Facebook at COC503 or by emailing cannabisoutreachcollective503@gmail.com or by telephone at 503-853-1319. Check out our menu on Weed Maps and visit Cannabis Outreach Collective today.
This is your 420 Radio News for Thursday, November 21st, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Feds raid Denver-area marijuana dispensaries and grow operations from the Denver Post. In the largest federal raid on Colorado marijuana facilities since medical marijuana became legal, federal law enforcement agents, with an assist from local police officers, executed search and seizure warrants at multiple dispensaries and cultivation facilities throughout the region, at least a dozen in Denver alone. Jeff Dorschner, spokesman for the U.S. Department of Justice in Denver, said the raids were being conducted by the Drug Enforcement Administration, Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigations Unit, the Denver Police Department, and state and local law enforcement. He said, quote, although we cannot at this time discuss the substance of this pending investigation, the operation underway today comports with the department's recent guidance regarding marijuana enforcement matters, end quote. Thursday's actions are occurring roughly 7 weeks before marijuana begins being sold legally to adults in retail stores on January 1st. Poll, 82% favor medical marijuana, plurality support pot legalization, from the Miami Herald. If a medical marijuana initiative makes Florida's ballot next year, it could pass with an astonishing 82% of the vote, according to a new Quinnipiac University poll released Thursday that finds voters also favor outright legalization as well. Medical marijuana is clearly popular, and marijuana legalization is becoming more liked as well, albeit narrowly. Nearly half of Florida voters favor it, 48%, while 46% oppose pot legalization for personal use. But Republicans are opposed 30-64%. Contrast that with GOP voter support for medical marijuana is solid, 70-26%. Republican Governor Rick Scott opposes medical marijuana. Democrats Charlie Crist and Nan Rich support the initiative, which is funded and led by Crist's employer, trial attorney John Morgan, a Democratic donor. A major Florida Republican donor, former Ambassador Mel Sembler, is opposing the measure through his Drug Free America Foundation. In the race for governor, the Quinnipiac poll found that Scott trailed Crist by 7 percentage points, 40-47%. More Washington State drivers testing positive for marijuana, from Huffington Post. More drivers have been testing positive for marijuana since Washington legalized the drug last year, according to new figures from the State Patrol. In the first 6 months of 2013, the patrol's crime lab says 745 people tested positive for marijuana. Typically, there are about 1,000 positive pot tests on drivers in a full year. It doesn't necessarily mean there has been a rash of people driving high, said patrol spokesman Bob Calkins. Troopers are looking harder for drivers operating under the influence of pot, and they might be ordering more marijuana blood tests. We're testing blood we didn't test before, he said. In addition, the overall number of impaired driving cases handled by the patrol doesn't appear to have risen this year and should be on track to hit the rough annual average of 20,000. Of the 745 people who tested positive for marijuana in the first half of this year, the state patrol says a slight majority tested above that legal limit. The exact number, 420. Marijuana legalization in Oregon. Lawmakers to discuss ideas Friday from OregonLive.com. Lawmakers will meet Friday to lay groundwork for the possibility of legalizing recreational marijuana in Oregon, a state viewed nationally as one of the next to follow the lead of Colorado and Washington. Senate Judiciary Chairman Senator Floyd Prozanski, Democrat of Eugene, told the Oregonian Thursday he will push the Oregon legislature to refer a legalization initiative to voters in November of 2014. Prozanski called an initiative filed last month by New Approach Oregon, a pro-legalization group, a great first draft, end quote. U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer, Democrat of Portland, will also address the panel to discuss the status of federal marijuana-related bills. He called New Approach Oregon's initiative, quote, a reasonable proposal, end quote. Painkillers may curb memory loss from medical marijuana, from sciencemag.org. Medical marijuana can alleviate pain and nausea, but it can also cause decreased attention span and memory loss. A new study in mice finds that taking over-the-counter pain medication like ibuprofen may help curb these side effects. In the brain, THC binds to receptors called CB1 and CB2. When they do, they suppress the activity of the COX-2 enzyme. Painkillers such as ibuprofen and aspirin work by blocking COX-2. A team led by Chu Chen at Louisiana State University discovered giving THC to mice increased the activity of COX-2. Blocking this activation alleviated the memory and learning problems triggered by the THC. This has been your 420 Radio News for Thursday, November 21st, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines on that latest poll from the state of Florida showing 82% support for medical marijuana and the potential overreach by activists that may doom its chances at the Supreme Court. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
Starting up a medical cannabis business, you don't just want any attorney. You want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Lauren Vasquez knows the details of California marijuana law from both a personal and professional angle. Lauren Vasquez rose from the ranks of college normal activists to become one of the Bay Area's best marijuana lawyers. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your Fired Up Lawyer, or email fireduplawyer@gmail.com. The number again is 855-MMJ-LAWS, 855-665-5297 for your Fired Up Lawyer, Lauren Vasquez. Lauren Vasquez is an activist attorney you can trust. Call today.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs. Lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs. Home of the famous lighter leash. Herb Age Designs. Get your Herb Age t-shirts and hoodies and show your pride. Herb Age Designs. We've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter. We'll see you at this year's Hemp Fest. Crank it up.
FourTwentyRadio.org presents a live original production of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour every Friday night, 2 hours live at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. The best in 420-friendly rock and metal, backstage interviews, concert coverage, festival footage, and more with Herb Thrasher and Radical Russ. Featuring replays every Saturday at 8 o'clock, Mondays at 10 a.m., and Tuesdays at 3 a.m., right here on 420radio.org. Welcome back, everyone. Time for us to go behind the headlines on that 82% in Florida support for medical marijuana. And despite the ravings of the Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd, well, is that a Florida sheriff name or what? Grady Judd. It appears more than 4 out of 5 Floridians support making medical marijuana available in the state through a constitutional amendment. Sheriff Judd recently published an op-ed where he said, quote, "This is straight out of the pot legalization playbook from other states. Yet I believe Floridians are smarter than these pot-promoting hucksters think." End quote. Well, I believe Floridians are smarter than Sheriff Judd thinks. I mean, not only do 82% of them support legalizing medical marijuana, but more of them support outright legalization than oppose it. The opposition to medical marijuana is just about less than 1 in 6 people. Only 16% of Floridians oppose medical marijuana use. And this is drastic improvement in medical marijuana support. The last poll that we talked about was the St. Pete poll in August, and that was 73.5% support. Previous poll by People United came out at 70%. So it seems like the more Florida hears about medical marijuana, the more they support it. Now, the Quinnipiac poll that we're talking about, this 82%, is worded slightly differently than the others. Because this one, the Quinnipiac poll, asks about allowing marijuana use for medical purposes with a prescription rather than a recommendation. Now, as you know, Florida's amendment can't mandate prescriptions because, just like all the other medical marijuana states, it has to be a recommendation. If you use the word prescription, now you're running afoul of federal DEA prescription monitoring that forbids Schedule I drugs, you know, like peyote and heroin and LSD and cannabis. Now, on the case of outright legalization, it's also gaining some momentum in Florida, with 48% of Floridians in support, 46% opposed. However, the wording of that question may have brought support down compared to the previous St. Pete poll. The Quinnipiac poll asked if Floridians support legally possessing small amounts of marijuana for personal use. The St. Pete poll asked if marijuana should be taxed and regulated like alcohol and made legal for any adult to use. The tax and regulate question got 58.8% support. So that suggests to me that Floridians would prefer a well-regulated recreational marijuana over the idea of simply just allowing recreational marijuana. That is, if the supporters can get this medical marijuana amendment on the ballot. It's the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act. We've interviewed Kathy on the show. It does seem destined to pass if they can get it on the ballot. But now we turn to the dirty tricks. This is where Florida's State House Republicans and the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi, are challenging the summary text of this amendment, this initiative petition, at the Florida Supreme Court. And their claim is that supporters are hiding the ball and deceiving voters as to the amendment scope. Bondi wrote, quote, "If the amendment passed, Florida law would allow marijuana in limitless situations. Any physician could approve marijuana for seemingly any reason to seemingly any person of any age, including those without any debilitating disease, so long as a physician held the opinion that the drug use would likely outweigh the risks, Florida would be powerless to stop it," end quote. Now, what Bondi is referring to are sections in the amendment that would prevent the arrest of a physician and allow an affirmative defense for a patient if, in the physician's opinion, quote, "the potential benefits of medical cannabis would likely outweigh the health risks for a patient," end quote. So, yes, this amendment does have a list of 24 qualifying conditions like AIDS and Hep C and glaucoma and cancer and PTSD and so on, conditions that would get you a card and protect you from arrest. But from my non-lawyer reading of it, it appears that a physician who writes a rec for a non-qualifying condition like depression, insomnia, or anxiety couldn't be arrested or punished. And a patient with those conditions who's arrested for possession of cultivation would have an affirmative defense in court. Now, remember that "for any other condition" was the famous clause in California's Medical Marijuana Act that opened the floodgates to cannabis access for anyone who had a compelling story and $40. So if Attorney General Bondi can convince the Florida Supreme Court that the ballot summary is promising medical marijuana only for debilitating conditions, but the actual amendment would allow for almost any condition, that might trip it up at the Supreme Court, and that overreach could prevent the 82% of Floridians from voting on medical marijuana. Don't get me wrong. I'd like to see that language get on the ballot and pass. I think that would be awesome to have another wide open medical marijuana state. But you're talking about a conservative Supreme Court out there in Florida, a lot of conservative legislators. I sure hope we didn't overreach on this one.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm a reefer smoking man.
Woodpipe Smoke Shop and Speakeasy is your source for cannabis community gear in southern Wisconsin. Owners Brian and Tammy Wood are located in Kendall, just outside of Madison, and they've got everything for the smoking enthusiast, including a full assortment of pipes, water pipes, hookahs, bubblers, one-hitters, and so much more. They're open noon to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and can help you with your detoxification therapies as well. Call 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com for more information. That's 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com. And as always, go Pack, go!
Desde la revista High Times, te invitamos a venir a Amsterdam desde el 24 al 28 de noviembre, al 26 aniversario de nuestro Cannabis Cup, donde demostraremos las muchas variedades de marihuana y hachís en los coffee shops. También tendremos una exposición de productos, seminarios de sembradíos, conciertos en las noches y una ceremonia de premios donde honramos la mejor marihuana del mundo. ¡Vámonos!
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Yes, I am going to sit back and enjoy today's Daily Toker Tune. We got Bago Schwago on the line from deep in the heart of Arizona. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today,
Ray? Great, great. Headed my way down to Arizona. I'll be down there on December 4th. I believe we'll be doing a show live at the Lax Lounge in Tempe. I still have to confirm that with Johnny Ruhr, but I think that's still a go.
And I still have that in my schedule, so if it changes, let me know, but I plan to be there.
Right on, right on. So we are getting ready here for our Groovin' Thursday Daily Toker Tune. I note the title is Chronic Smoke, so it sounds like it's going to go just fine. What can you tell us about the artist?
Yeah, I was searching around on SoundClick, as I usually do, and I came across this gentleman. He started doing music at the age of 15 years old. He goes by the name The Real Young Ant, and he says he got his name The Young Ant because that's just what his friends called him growing up. His real name's Anthony Morales. I tried to reach out to the guy. He didn't get back to me. This song, Chronic Smoke, got a nice beat, not too crazy, kind of laid back, and I thought it'd be a good Thursday tune.
All right, well, let's get right to it. The Real Young Ant with Chronic Smoke. See you down there in Tucson.
See you later, Russ.
Bye.
I'm just posted up, chilling, and I'm waiting on this package. No distractions, no one to stop me from living lavish. Man, it's a habit, I'm jacking niggas right for the cabbage. Like Bugs Rabbit, 24 carrots, I gotta have it. I don't panic when I crack it, let it off. Hoes jocking, she been watching hell, yeah, she wants it all. Fuck it, I move swiftly, roll purp in the grave suite, higher than Space League. I be where the cake be, if she don't pay me, I tell her kick rocks now, bitch, obey me. I keep it lit, spark the switch, four blunts to the neck, and your chicks all on my dick.
Chronic smoke is freaking through my window.
We slapping this song.
bong, so pass me the bong.
Cause you know we keeping it lit all night long.
Chronic smoke is reeking through my window.
The blunt's filled with kush, a hard line we push.
We smoking presidential, yeah, call it George Bush.
Chronic smoke is reeking through my window.
Pass me the swish so we can keep it lit. We getting high as fuck off that dark purple shit.
I hopped on the beat and threw on my cleats. I'm ready for the game, finna go out with a bang. I rep the whole bay, just to be Pacific. And just in case you missed it, hit your bitch like Sonny Liston. You can find me in the kitchen with a hella naked bitches. Half the hoes bagging, the other half mixing. I never touch the shit, I gotta focus on my mission. You never catch me snitching or a victim of some bitch shit. I'm all about my riches and I push it just to get it. I get it just to push it, I'm ballin' and I'm swishing. You standing on the sidelines, cheering like a pussy. I'm getting this video, you haters do is push me. I'm from the Bay, boy, lay him down with a couple rounds. No time for you chumps, no time for you clowns. All I need is money bags, find bitches in the crowd. I'm east side banging till the day they lay me down.
Light green, chronic smoke leaking out my fucking window. I'm chiefing with my kinfos and I'm blasting like a missile. Bitches blowing like a whistle, reload my fucking pistol. I pop them like a skittle, hit them with them and I get them. Now I ain't gon' lie, I hardly ever listen. Pain glisten, mission to stack my riches. My trigger fingers itching, wishing that I live to see another fucking day. I'm sipping on a cup, rule, get the fuck out of my way. Cause when I aim, I fucking spray. It's in my ghetto trays, blood flowing through my veins. Sac town is where I stay.
We slapping this song, so pass me the bomb.
Cause you know we keeping it lit all night long.
Chronic smoke is reeking through my window.
The blunt's filled with kush, a hard line we push.
We smoking presidential, yeah, call it George Bush.
Chronic smoke is reeking through my window.
Pass me the swish so we can keep it lit. We getting high as fuck off that dark purple shit.
Nigga, fuck a Grammy. I do this for me and my family. I keep a pistol handy and my neighbors can't stand me. Cause I'm slapping down the block in a scraper dripping candy. And you know I'm yoking tires, smoking purple in the air. If it ain't about money, boy, I just don't fucking care. Like the floss on these bitches, watch them stop and stare. It must be the swagger, maybe the hair. You can tell I've been through by the aroma in the air. If there's money being made, you can find me there. And if you're trying to approach, boy, you better beware. Cause I'm quick to cock back, get to busting like T-Mac. Well, I can't fill my waist and put holes in your fucking lap. But it ain't even got to be all that or whether pursuing my paper and watch my money stack.
Chronic smoke is reeking through my window. Chronic smoke is reeking through my
naar de Cannabis Cup van 24 tot en met 28 november in Amsterdam in de Van Genthallen bij Amsterdam Roest. Verwacht alle coffeeshophouders uit Amsterdam die hun beste, nieuwste producten laten zien. En hun wiet en hash wordt gekeurd door een panel aan deskundige wiet-experts die een uitreiking gaan doen wie de beste wiet en hash heeft van het land. Verder heel lekker eten, drinken, sapjes, toffe optredens in de Melkweg. Dus zorg dat je erbij bent. 26e editie van de Cannabis Cup.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
What's happening, cool cats? This is Big Daddy, and I want you to cruise on over to the Funky Roller Rink. We'll be grooving all night long.
I like it.
Doors open at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, every Thursday night.
Funky. Delicious.
Activism begins with ACT. The Rush Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show, 30 after the hour. And today I get to talk to two of my favorite people in the world on two different coasts at the same time. It's the miracle of technology. First, we've got Robert Platshorn, a.k.a. Bobby Tuna. Are you on the line, Bobby?
I'm here.
Fantastic. And we got Brad Lane, my friend out there on the West Coast. Can you hear me, Brad?
I can, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. All right. So let's start. I'm going to start with Robert on this call because I got the press release from him and I'm like, oh, good. More stuff going on with the Silver Tour. And no, but folks should know the silvertour.org, definitely something you should check out. But no, this was something new about your association with Cannabis Planet TV and Brad's work. So, Robert, why don't you tell us how this got set up? What's going on here?
Well, first of all, I've been a big fan of Cannabis Planet for the whole time it was on. When I first came out of prison and went out on the road with my book, the first interview I did was for Cannabis Planet TV, and Brad and I just became very good friends and have stayed in touch for years. When I started putting Grandma on TV, Brad and I started talking about bringing Cannabis Planet back in a brand new edition and getting it on stations all over the country. And as you know, I'm an old pitchman, and I produced infomercials for years. And I was able to get TV time on a lot of stations that are now willing to show the cannabis television show. And then so it made a really good partnership with Brad and I. And we premiere this weekend. Cannabis Planet is back.
That fantastic. So we got some questions coming in from our chat room as well. There was some folks asking about Cannabis Planet TV that, you know, that may not have heard of it before. So let me turn to Brad here, Brad Lane out there. Brad, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing wonderful, Russ. How about yourself? Thanks for having us on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And for because one of my listeners here was talking about, oh, I used to watch Cannabis Planet TV in the Bay Area, and they took it off. Are we going to get it back in the Bay Area? And I got some other L.A. area folks that said, oh, yeah, didn't those guys try to do a NASCAR or something like that? So give people kind of a rundown of what Cannabis Planet TV was and now where you're taking it.
Sure. Well, you know, Cannabis Planet has always been an educational show, Russ. Our goal is to educate and inform people about the plant as an industrial resource, an agricultural crop, and, of course, a powerful, diverse medicine. We originally aired in 2009 in California. We started in Los Angeles, and the show quickly spread to the Bay Area and to San Diego and then to Sacramento. And we had Denver poised in our sights. And we did 42 episodes. We were a weekly show. We did three seasons of work, 13 episodes per season. We went rerun for 13 weeks. We'd rerun the show with reruns, then we'd do season two. So we got 42 episodes in the can, and then the wheels fell off economically. It's very expensive to put out a weekly show like that, and we lost a couple of our major sponsors, and the wheels just kind of fell off. My energy levels, it just took a lot out of me. Oh, yeah. So basically the show had been kind of in hiatus. And, of course, you know, what Bob mentioned, we met when he very first got out of prison at a normal conference in San Francisco in 2009. And I was very admirable of his work. I mean, his story is just an amazing story and one that literally brought tears to my eyes. And, he did some great work with his grandma tour in terms of, you know, getting the show placed. no one wanted to put my show on, even though it was pretty tame. We never show any recreational use of the plant. They still, you know, banned the show. In fact, we can't get on today in the state of Washington or the state of Colorado, where cannabis is supposed to be legal recreationally. Hmm. So, you know, Bobby Tuna just did a great job of with the media buying, and so it's just kind of a no-brainer that we aligned with each other to help get this message out.
Excellent. So, Bobby, where are we going to be able to see Cannabis Planet TV when it premieres, and how many more markets have you got your eyes set on?
Right now, we're going to be able to see Cannabis Planet TV in L.A. On KJLA. We're going to see it in Eugene, Oregon on KEV, KEVU-TV. We're going to see it in several towns in Texas on Fox at KFXK. We're going to get it in Miami on WHDT-TV. We're going to get it all through central Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Lancaster, York, Lebanon, on MeTV, that's Family 49, WGCB, and another Texas station, KETK in East Texas. It's going to be on starting in April in Boston and in El Paso, KDBC-TV.
Wow.
Of Lafayette, Louisiana, KLAF-TV, Baton Rouge, KZUP-TV, another Baton Rouge area station, WBRL-TV. So we're on NBC and CW in Baton Rouge. And we haven't posted it on our website yet, but everybody in the world is going to be able to see the show on Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the live feed from WHD-TV.
Wow.
And all they have to do is go to WHDT.net. And they'll actually see the live broadcast of a new show every Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Wow.
But you'll be able to get that all over the world. Everybody can see the show at the same time if you don't get it on a broadcast station in your area.
Mm. Holy cannabis! That's news to me, Platshorn.
No kidding. This is amazing. I mean, getting us into the middle of Pennsylvania and into Louisiana, this is fantastic news. And of course, getting it on the terrestrial stations is so important, because while the information's out there on the internet and people can look stuff up, they have to look it up. TV's a passive thing. Someone could be just sitting there flipping through channels and bam, next thing you know, Brad Lane's in their face. How exciting is this, Brad?
Very, very, very excited. Now, let's clarify. I'm not in their face. I've got trained professionals bringing this message to the table. I'm just behind the scenes, Russell.
Of course, of course. You know, Brad Lane's production in their face, I guess I should have said.
Booyah. We're really excited. Cannabis Planet 4.2 is what we're calling it. You know, our it's actually, a lot of people notice show number one. It's actually our 43rd show, but it's better than we've ever put anything out. You know, it costs a lot of money to put out network TV, you know, millions of dollars, and we're obviously doing it on thousands of dollars. So we've gotten better and better and better at trying to put out a package that, you know, looks palatable and sounds palatable and looks like network TV. So we're not quite there, but we're pretty darn close, and we're looking forward to everyone tuning in and hopefully enjoying what we're putting out there.
We had people in the chat room there asking, is there any place to binge on the previous 42 episodes?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. From our website, cannabisplanet.tv, we'll be releasing that work. It's all been pulled down, but it will be re-released via our website, cannabisplanet.tv.
Okay, good. I want to make sure people got that website, because I'm sure the listing that Bobby just read out will probably be posted up there as well for people that want to tune in.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're just real excited. We've got some real, you know, what we've tried to do with the show is interview the most brilliant minds on the planet regarding this plant, from a scientific standpoint, from a medical standpoint, from an industrial hemp standpoint. Russ, do you know there's nanotechnology where they're using superconductors for electricity out of the hemp plant?
Fantastic news. I did not know that.
I didn't either. Blew my mind. We just came from Washington, D.C. last week, where they're having an industrial hemp conference. And, you know, I thought I knew a lot about the plant, but my mind continues to be blown day after day with the amazing, amazing potential of this plant.
Yeah, we're going to get so much information out there on Cannabis Planet TV. Check it out, cannabisplanet.tv on the net. And another one of our chatters wants to know, will Ed Rosenthal and Chef Mike be back?
Chef Mike will be back. We and Ed, as well as Ken Estes, we're not doing a cultivation segment right off the bat, and that's because, you know, we're redoing the whole show in HD, and we didn't have enough HD garden footage of Ed and Ken Estes and Jorge Cervantes, so we're going to be kind of doing a host by committee on the cultivation side. So if people periodically tune into our website, they'll have updates on that. Chef Mike is back in full force. In fact, he's doing a Thanksgiving feast for show number one, which is Thanksgiving weekend.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing these episodes as they come up online. And, you know, I got my friends just south of me and Eugene, looks like they get to watch it on TV. So that's pretty cool. Let's go back to Robert real quick. If you got any final things you want to tell the audience about Cannabis Planet TV, or, you know, give us an update on Silver Tour.
First of all, before I forget, cannabisplanet.tv is the website, and if you go to find us on TV, you'll get all the station listings, the times of broadcasts. On the Pennsylvania station, we're on at 10:30 at night, and we're on again at 1 in the morning, or midnight. All those time listings are on our website if you go to the section that says find us on TV. The Silver Tour just finished running Grandma in Rochester, Minnesota for almost 2 months. And right now there are several groups that are putting on auditorium showings of Should Grandma Smoke Pot. Mm. It was in the local papers today. They'll be doing it up in the middle of the state in Florida. And they're using it in Australia and in England and up in northern Pennsylvania. And that's most of what's going on with the Silver Tour. I've been busy with the new book, Greed and Evil. I've been involved in what you were talking about earlier, the legalization effort here in Florida. And the anti-campaign is just winding up for a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
There was an article in the Palm Beach Post, an opinion piece written by the sheriff, who doesn't want to lose about $2 million in federal funding and confiscation jackpots that have been going to the local sheriff's department. And so he's spouting the Partnership for Drug-Free America line and claiming there'll be pot shops on every corner, and we're going to replace all the heroin addicts. And, you know, this place was famous for pill mills. They claim we're going to replace the pill mills with pot shops. But it's all nonsense. The latest polls show that we're over 80% in favor of medical marijuana here. And we're going to get it one way or another. We've got the Kathy Jordan bill. And we got the bill that you're talking about, that you talked about earlier, that Barbie doll Bondi, that's Pam Bondi, they call her the Barbie doll here in Florida, that she's been opposing because of the language that anyone, she claims anyone can get it. And of course, that's not how it's written, and that's not what it was meant. The bill was written by the man who's considered the constitutional expert here in Florida for the state constitution. And it's really well crafted. It will pass.
Yeah, and, you know, mentioning the opposition that's gearing up and your book that's coming out soon, Greed and Evil, that piece in the Miami Herald about the 82% poll mentions the Republican opposition being funded strongly by Mel Sembler. Can you give us a little book preview on who Mel Sembler is for the people that don't know?
Mel and Betty Sembler were the people behind DARE, Partnership for Drug-Free America, Drug-Free America Foundation, and SOS, Save Our Society. They're all come out of the same post office box in Tampa, Florida. strangely, where we've got our greatest support for legalization. And Mel and Betty Semler originally started with an organization called Straight Incorporated that was a chain of drug rehab centers that were most famous for the fact that the children were kidnapped, tortured, raped. They were put out of business after dozens and dozens of lawsuits. They were prosecuted by U.S. attorneys and forced to close all the Straight rehab centers. Mel Semler, of course, is a man who bought himself an ambassadorship to Italy and another one. He's a shopping center magnate here in Florida, strip centers, and he's probably got more lawsuits against him. I list over 100 lawsuits in my book against the Semblers for what they did with Straight Incorporated. And they, their other partner, Calvina Fay, is a make-believe professor who claims to be a professor at an Argentine university where she's never been a professor. And she made her millions with drug testing in the workplace. She had two companies that made a fortune with drug testing in the workplace. She claims to have sold them, but we can't find any record of the sale. And believe me, I've looked. This is a book of fact, and the Semblers and Calvina Fay are the first several chapters. What these people have done is just unconscionable.
Yeah.
And most of their money has actually come from the three major pharmaceutical companies that distribute almost all of the opiate medicines sold in the entire world. And I list them by names and how much they've paid to keep Partnership for Drug Free America and SOS in business.
Yeah, it's an important book, folks. It's coming out soon, Greed and Evil, from Robert Platshorn, who's also with The Silver Tour, thesilvertour.org. Should Grandma Smoke Pot? Trying to educate seniors on the need to change our marijuana laws. And, of course, Cannabis Planet TV, cannabisplanet.tv, and it's, what did you say, Saturday at 7 Eastern time, if people want to watch it online there?
Yes, Saturday at Eastern time, 7 p.m., and they can watch it on WHDT.net. That is a worldwide live stream.
Right on. And Brad?
Yeah, Russell, I just wanted to mention the reason I teamed with Bobby T is, you know, for a lot of reasons. Number one, he's the longest serving federal prisoner of the drug war, and it's a travesty what happened to him. And what we're trying to do with our show is end cannabis prohibition. So I thought there was obviously a lot of synergy there. And, of course, what he's done with the Silver Tour and Grandma Smokes Pot, there's a lot of synergy there as well. So, you know, as you know, or as your listeners probably know, the Silver Tour is a 501c tax-free company. So if anyone wants to make a donation to see Cannabis Planet and the Silver Tour propagated and put on the air in more and more states, because that's our goal, is to continue to make media buys and continue to put this programming out there. We put the money into Bob's 501c, then Bob, which is a tax-free donation for your listeners, and then Bob, in turn, goes and buys airspace to put our programming on the air. So there's a lot of synergy in what we're doing, and we'd like to urge all your listeners to support Cannabis Planet, support the Silver Tour, and help us make media buys to get this message out there to end prohibition.
All right, that's great news. CannabisPlanet.tv. Thanks, both of you. Robert Platshorn and Brad Lane, we'll be in touch with you, and we'll keep everyone posted on Cannabis Planet. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Russell. Thank you, buddy. Love to talk to you.
All right, when we come back, we'll have time for a radical rant on parents, marijuana groups, and one very important issue that I'd like to know where they stand on. Be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Just bop your fucking head.
alcohol are the two most popular recreational drugs in America. Marijuana smoking is non-toxic, relatively safe, and has a low risk of dependence. Alcohol drinking is potentially fatal, dangerous to society, and is quite addictive. Marijuana is safer, so why are we driving people to drink? That's the question of the new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? By Paul Armentano, Mason Tvert, and Steve Fox. Visit Amazon.com or ChelseaGreen.com today to order your copy of Marijuana is Safer, or visit...
So, Sarah, what's going on here? Sarah? Sarah?
She won't answer you. Or she can't.
Why not?
This is the way it's been since she started smoking pot. She's all lazy and boring and... You know, we used to have so much fun together.
And now?
This is what we do.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. Radical Russ has been prepping for this debate full-time since 2005.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time to talk just a little bit about what's going on in the marijuana movement. You may have noted some stories out there on the net with regards to Moms for Marijuana and a breakup there and people forming other organizations. And that's all fine. I've counseled, when I was with Normal, I counseled multiple different groups. And I found if they don't get along, you know, the people within a group don't get along, sometimes forming another group is a beneficial thing. It's worked out well in a couple of states where I've seen it happen, but I've also seen it have a tendency to be divisive in other states. So just naturally just questioning what's going on here and to see, you know, how everybody can work these things out for the betterment of our shared common goal, ending adult marijuana prohibition. The one thing I have said in print and I think on a previous show that is as far as I want to wade into any controversies is, if you have provable allegations of criminal misconduct, that should be taken to a court of law, not the court of public opinion. And that's it. That's all I want to say there. If you got a court case, take it to court. Don't try people in the court of public opinion. But I do want to get to what's going on now. So we've got all these different groups now. We've got Moms for Marijuana, and now we've got two groups that have seemingly split off of this, Parents for Pot and Parents for Responsible Cannabis Use. We had Betty Retro on from Parents for Responsible Cannabis Use on Wednesday. Parents for Pot, I just read a Huffington Post piece on it, is being formed by Mickey Martin, who writes the Cannabis Warrior blog, I think it was, and so forth. And then we've also got other groups out there, Normal Women's Alliance, Moms United, the Women's Marijuana Movement, and so forth, that are kind of partially a parents movement toward supporting pot and all of that. So how many of these are there going to be, and where might their philosophies differ? And if their philosophies don't differ, why have so many of them? Just curious about this. I'm not saying there's any right or wrong involved here. But in doing some of the research on this and trying to find out what's going on, you know, full disclosure, I know the founder of Moms for Marijuana, Sarah Frank. She lived at my home for 3 or 4 months, so I know her pretty well. I know Betty Retro, who's now part of the Parents for Responsible Cannabis Use, not well, but I've met her a couple times and interacted with her online. And Mickey Martin, I only know tangentially. We were both at the Boston Freedom Rally. I think we may have exchanged howdy highs, but that's about it. Read some of his work on the net, but don't really know the guy. So I figured I'd do some research. And what I found is that Mickey Martin was part of, about a decade ago, a company called Tainted Inc. And Tainted Inc., like incorporated, not like, you know, ink in a pen. Tainted Inc. was a company that manufactured edibles. And among them, when the DEA busted Tainted Inc., among the edibles that they recovered were candy bars, infused candy, that were packaged and logoed to look like real candy bars. Like, but instead of a Butterfinger, it was a Buddafinger. Instead of a Nutrageous, it was a Nugrageous, right? But it was the same coloring, the same logos, the kind of thing where a kid might mistake that, you know, for a regular old candy bar. Now, I don't care too much about how candy, infused candy is labeled, because I figure if you're a bad enough parent and you're leaving your, you know, your medibles around where the kids can get at them, it's not going to matter whether it's packaged like a Butterfinger or it's a brownie or what, right? Keep it out of the way, you know, out of the kids' hands. But I can understand the argument for, hey, maybe we ought not to market these things, you know, to look like candy bars, especially if we're saying this is medical marijuana. That's not as much of an issue now that we got legalization happening. But, you know, back when this happened in the early 2000s, we were trying really hard to say, no, no, it's all medical. And then that forced us to have to, you know, talk to the public and say, well, gosh, you know, adults like candy bars too. And you know, they're just fun, harmless parodies, right? So I put the question out there on my Facebook today, and it took me a second to get back here because I got replies, and I want to thank everyone who's replied to this. But it was about how, you know, where do these groups, Parents for Responsible Cannabis Use, Parents for Pot, and Moms for Marijuana, where do they stand on the issue of the labeling and packaging of medicated edibles? And Mickey Martin, to his credit, gave a nice long response here, explaining how this was a long, you know, when he first started, he was young and brash and apologized for making the mistake and so forth. And then went forward in the later 2000s with another company that was very strong into forming these standards for having, you know, let's have labeling, let's not have it look like candy bars, let's have prominent warnings that say it's medical. So kudos, man. That's awesome. That's exactly what we need. Now, it's the kind of response that I'm really happy to start getting now, is to have people, you know, just, you know, having open discussions and questioning exactly how we're going to proceed forward. I'm going to presume that the other two groups feel the same way, but I'll keep my eye on Facebook and I'll reach out to them personally to see what their stand is on this. Because again, I don't have kids. I'm not a parent and I really don't care. Actually, to tell you the truth, I think the Butterfingers and the Keef Cats and all that are kind of cute. You remember those old wacky packages you used to get as a kid when it was Captain Crud or it was Dare Eat Those, you know? I kind of like them on that rebellious kind of thing. That for me, I'm fine with it, but I don't have kids. And one thing I do know is that parents out there who aren't necessarily on our side, maybe they're on the fence, they're not sure. I think that's an issue that means a lot to them. I'm assuming, maybe there's parents out there in the audience who can call in an hour or two and, you know, fill me in on this, but I'm assuming that's a big priority to them, is they don't want their kids advertised to. They don't want the Budweiser Frogs, and they don't want the Joe Camels, and they don't want advertising that's trying to direct these kids into thinking marijuana is cool. So, thank you. Thank you for the response, Mickey, and look forward to responses from Betty and Sarah and anybody else who wants to chime in on this issue of edible packaging. This is the kind of stuff we have to work out as marijuana is becoming legal. It's great to have problems like this, isn't it? Hey, that's all the time we got for hour one, but stay tuned for hour two. We're going to give an update on the Colorado DEA raids. We'll talk about that cocaine congressman and more on Utah and Alepsia. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you